from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. An overnight shutoff of water service to part of the Algonquin Boulevard construction area lasted longer than expected. City Hall CAO Dave Landers says water wasn't restored until late morning. That affected businesses in the area and the Preston Place apartment building. More shutoffs are expected later in the week. Blasting has also begun to remove bedrock just below the surface, allowing underground piping to be installed. Lander says it's not a very strong blast at all.
It's a very controlled and contained blast site. As the work progresses, the blasting will progress as well.
The blasts are not even close to being as strong as those in the Hollinger open pit. Ontario's police watchdog agency says Timmins police did nothing criminal in their handling of a teenage boy who died last year. The Special Investigations Unit has closed the case from April 4, 2021. The investigation determined that police helped subdue the 16-year-old, who was in an agitated state at his home. While on the way to the hospital in a cruiser, he fell off the back seat and was wedged up against the front seat. At the hospital, he was found to have no vital signs and died the next day in the ICU. Monday will be a holiday only for federal government employees to mourn the death of Queen Elizabeth. The clarification comes from Federal Minister of Labor Seamus O'Regan. He says employers of federally regulated businesses are welcome to follow suit. Earlier, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday would be a holiday for all federally regulated employees. Meanwhile, the Ontario government has announced Monday will not be a provincial holiday, instead calling it a day of provincial mourning. Queen Elizabeth's funeral will be held on Monday. That's the sound of residential school survivor June Commanda sounding the horn on the newly painted orange Every Child Matters Ontario Northland locomotive. At the unveiling in North Bay, Commanda shared her story of being taken from her home, put on a train, and sent away to St. Joseph's Residential School in the community of Spanish.
Because I went from hating the trains, but now I'm very happy with this. Just brought tears to my eyes.
The locomotive is part of the Polar Bear Express and will be seen traveling through the region in the coming weeks as it returns to service between Cochrane and Moosonee. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rocks skate back into action tonight when they host an NOJHL game against the Hearst Lumberjacks. Face-off at the MAC is 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.